but we're not live.
We are. Yeah.
We are live.
So,
we are live. Well, let me hand it to somebody who has no hands.
Oh, yeah.
How you guys doing?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I have two hands. They're just full of the crates from the tea party.
Getting ready to go in the ocean, right?
No, we ended up, no, we pulled them out. So
oh, okay.
We're good. We didn't litter. We're carrying them back with us, Yankee Doodles. No, I wanted to ramble a bit about the drug laws.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They all got strings. I got them easy. All right, Ron Paul's position is against the drug laws, and a lot of people are kind of confused on that. But the reasoning for that, it's all about liberty. Drugs are your own private property. You're being charged with a crime of possessing your private property. So you're not infringing upon anyone's rights. You're not harming anyone except possibly yourself. So in order for them to enforce the drug laws, they are actually violating the U.S. Criminal Code. They're committing a felony against you by depriving you of rights under color of law, which is Title 18, Chapter 13, Section 242 of the U.S. Code. So the drug laws... any sense. And I am unmuted.
Are you there?
Go ahead. Oh,
yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. You're live again. Go ahead. It was only for a second. Go ahead.
Alright.
So you were
saying the drug laws were you were saying drug laws.
Well,
we only lost you for 2 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're unconstitutional. To begin with, back in the 1800s, Supreme Court ruled that the Interstate Commerce Clause did not give Congress the ability to regulate the manufacture, production, or mining of anything. And then in the drug laws, it specifically states that you cannot manufacture or produce drugs. So at that point, when the laws were created, it was already deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Court ruling. And I guess with the 18th and the 21st Amendments, it doesn't make any sense that Congress somehow gained that ability after the Supreme Court ruling. And the Supreme Court ruling was upheld in 1995 in U.S. versus Lopez. They said that Congress could not regulate interstate commerce with production or manufacture. So... once you're producing, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
All right. Once you produce drugs and you manufacture them, since that cannot be constitutionally prohibited, then they're just charging you with the possession of private property. Because your property is what you can, with your time and talents, create. That's your property. So if you can buy it or you can make it, it's your property. And property is supposed to be one of our unalienable rights. So if you're exercising one of your unalienable rights, how can that be a crime?
It's a crime against us to control us. And then tell me your thoughts on this. Not only is it a crime what they're doing, but it's morally wrong to tell somebody they can't do something, understanding human nature. We ought to be saying to our children and to everybody else, say no to drugs. K-N-O-W. Know
exactly.
Your drugs. And then give the truth and let people make conscious decisions from all of the information around them. Because I have to tell you, folks, there can be positive benefits when used properly.
You're right. Russ, it's like we should have the liberty to, if I want to ride my motorcycle with a helmet or without a helmet, it should be my choice if I want to ride. Now, I wouldn't ride a motorcycle without a helmet because I think it's pretty stupid. But if you want to be right around at 90 miles an hour without a helmet, we should have the right to be as stupid as we want to be, right?
Well,
the thing about the freeways and driver's license, that one I'm still not sure on, because technically you're putting other people at danger, so I think there needs to be some regulation on the road.
Well, I'm talking about a helmet. If I crash my motorcycle and I don't have a helmet on, who am I hurting?
No, that one should be up to you.
But at the same time, there is a valid point of if you do, based on statistics, if you do, and you aren't able to cover your own financial costs, then you put a burden on society. But then at the same time, the truth about helmets is there have been a lot of people who have died from helmet injuries, from neck injuries, that they wouldn't have if they hadn't had a helmet. So that falls in what I agree with both of you are saying. That's a personal choice that shouldn't be regulated by government.
Right.
Right.
But let's get back to the drug issue and Ron Paul. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
But so,
good point,
Jim.
I
mean, I still haven't actually gotten this confirmed, but I've heard rumors that he said that he would pardon all federal nonviolent drug offenders. Do you guys know anything about that one? Or?
Oh, that,
no, but let me tell you this. Did you hear about the CIA plane that crashed 3 days ago carrying 4 tons of cocaine that was used also by our CIA to transport prisoners to Guantanamo Bay for torture? Did you hear about that? Yeah,
well,
it's Blacklist News. Pull it up. I mean, so I mean, our government's already involved in smuggling drugs. We get this picture that Blacklist News of the CIA plane that wrecked this week. So I mean, there you go.
They're
They're
making a profit off of the drugs that they are selling the American people, while at the same time they are fleecing us in tax dollars while they fight the crime, and at the same time they allow it to flow freely in our streets and only use it to pull out the bad guys who cause trouble for their underground operations. But as far as
that makes it even better, guys, because that just means that they're running an illegal monopoly.
Exactly, they are, and we need to break it. but I have said for 4 years on this battle over amnesty for illegal aliens, I've said, America, if you're in the mood for giving amnesty, then let's dump our prisoners, dump our prisons of all nonviolent crimes, starting out with all of those who are in jail for 20 years for a couple ounces of marijuana. While at the same time, on the Arizona border, if you're a Mexican national bringing drugs illegally into this country and have 500 pounds or less, you get sent back to Mexico. Now, is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So I'm in agreement with you 100% on that, on your points, because they are valid, they are real, and if people actually use the gray matter for a minute and contemplate what you've just said to us, it doesn't take long to make sense, does it?
Right.
Not
exactly.
At all.
It's amazing.
And what's your name, caller?
It's Mike. I'm the
Mike.
Owner of the Revolutionist website. It's revolutionist.
Well, hey, Mike, my email is freedomfighterradio@comcast.net. Drop me an email later if you don't mind. freedomfighterradio@comcast.net. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. And people, we're going to be going
well,
into
Mike,
a break.
Well, Mike, do you have any last words before we cut you off and go to break?
I think I'm good for now.
Okay, then let Christy know that we're going to break, and we'll be waiting for her to come back.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike.